Hey guys, I'm Mark Potter. Welcome to another episode of Brushstrokes, a podcast powered by Canvas Magazine. Today's episode is brought to you by Conduit Incorporated. We customize your story to deepen your connection and help you engage with the marketplace. For all your custom content needs, visit www.conduit-inc.com. Guys, I would like to take a few minutes this morning to give you a little preaching slash soapbox. Next week, we'll have a really fun guest to talk to. But today, I thought I would take some liberty and give you guys all a shout out and talk to you a little bit about your business and how is it going kind of deal. And I'd probably start off by asking you all a question or posing a question to you so that you can ask it to yourself, and that is, how are you thinking? Where's your mind at? How are things turning in your head these days? And the reason I ask that is that has everything to do with our success. I could sit here and give you the cliche that your attitude determines your altitude and that having a positive mindset is what leads to success. There's no doubt about that on a personal level. There's no doubt that hard work, a little elbow grease is table stakes. It's what we all have to have. Those type of things, those attributes are obviously very much needed. But I'm wondering how you're thinking strategically as an organization, as leaders. How are you contemplating the future? How are you even going into every day? Do you think in terms of what you tactically have to get done each and every day? And are you immersed in the business? I certainly find myself doing that all the time. And, you know, over time, you sit there and go, gosh, you know, am I taking advantage of the opportunities that are in front of me? Because it really is a world full of opportunities. I like to think in terms of textbook strategy. I like to look at the world in a kind of a business plan format. And I think that starts with, believe it or not, purpose, you know, why we exist. And I'm not trying to get too deep in terms of, you know, why we as humans exist. I'm talking about why you and your business exist. What's the purpose? You know, a lot of times organizations, they throw out mission statements and yada, yada, yada. And we can spend inordinate amounts of time writing those up and talking about it. But the reality is that at the core, you have to realize why you exist. And that's probably fairly simple. Your business exists to serve specific clients, hopefully, specific types of clients. You know, that's where it all starts. You know, I remember a long time ago, I had a conversation with a sales manager of mine, and she said to me, you know, I asked her the question. I said, what do you think our purpose is? And she said, without missing a beat, she said, to make money. And I said, well, I think that's where we differ. And that's probably why we're not, you know, humming. We're not, you know, there's not a lot of synergy between us right now, is because I believe the purpose is to serve. The purpose is, you know, we exist to do something for someone. That's first and foremost. Now, the objective, the goal, is certainly to do that in a profitable manner. But I think when we lose sight of that as a industry, an economy, that's when we get ourselves in trouble. When it becomes about the almighty buck first and foremost, when we believe that our purpose, our reason for existing is to make money, it becomes so self-indulgent that we stop bringing value. The purpose for us and the way that we need to get our minds each and every day consistently is to say, you know, why do I exist? Why do I get up in the morning? It's to serve. And I think everything else follows from that. I think the next step is to have some vision, you know, to sit there and say, look, I have a picture in my head of how success looks. I have a picture of what my future aspirations are. You know, certainly without a purpose, we don't know why we're on a journey in the first place. But without a vision, we don't even know where the destination is, right? We know we're here to serve, but at some point, we need to have a picture of what that looks like and how we're going to serve and how we're going to make money and all that kind of stuff. So we can disseminate this from not just our businesses, but we can also do it in our personal lives and our personal businesses to say, look, first, remember why we exist. Second, let's start to craft a picture of, you know, where we want to go. You know, some of the greatest companies on earth have a bigger picture of what they want to do, and they never waver from that. So I think it's certainly interesting to lose ourselves in the tactical of the day-to-day, but we've also got to step back and realize that, hey, you know, we've got to have a bigger picture in mind and keep that in our mind every day so that we take time to think. And I think that's a big thing. We're not taking a lot of time to think anymore. You know, we just do, you know, it's constant emails. It's constant organizational and project management. It's the constancy of our lives. And days pass, you know, weeks pass, years pass. And you realize, God, I haven't stepped aside and thought strategically for a long time. I haven't really thought about what the bigger picture is. Part of that is to be able to have conversations as well. You know, we get immersed in data these days. We get lost in this idea that, you know, we can tell everything that the marketplace wants, or we can determine what everything they want through the use of data and statistical information. I just don't buy into that. And I'll be honest with you. There's a part of me that's intimidated by that. There's a part of me that feels like, yeah, I don't really know all the intricacies of data. I don't have the big budget to invest in these huge data resources. And so on one side of the coin, you know, it could be a bit of a rationalization. But on the flip side, I just don't think that you can run a business, have a purpose, if you will, without real life experience, with anecdotal evidence that you're seeing stuff happen firsthand. You know, you put it all on a data sheet, but until you go out and sit down with someone in their office, see the looks on their face, understand the angst or the challenges amongst them, you know, feel their pain and feel their joy, until you get to that point, I just don't think that you can be really, really great. And so, you know, I think this goes back to this idea of, we have to change our thinking. We have to certainly remember what our purpose is, have some vision. And then as we embark on the next level, which is strategy, that's carving the path. And our strategy has to be a mix of, okay, we're going to use the data, we'll use the science, but my gosh, we need to use the art and the beauty of real relationships, real conversation, real observation. And that opens up our minds. You know, when you're looking at just antiseptic data, it becomes pretty binary, and we lose perspective of what's really going on out there. So look, our industry has been built on real relationships. You know, you all are talking to clients all the time. And so I'm not trying to pat you guys on the back and necessarily tell you that what you guys do is the end all be all. I think you have to use a little science too. And I think you need to step back a little bit and think strategically and not get lost in the minutia of the day-to-day. But there is absolutely, positively no replacement for real-world conversation and real-world observation. We have that. And so changing our thinking is probably easier, in my opinion, from that perspective, than it is with someone who is just simply using data. And so when you think of strategy, you need to start thinking strategy is the path to that vision. It's the path to that end goal. And what am I going to use? Am I going to use a combination of science and real world grassroots type stuff? And am I going to be changing my mind? Meaning, am I going to take the time, you know, in every week and say, let me step back and figure out what's the marketplace doing? What's my observations? I mean, it could be as simple as that, guys. I mean, I don't know how many of you out there keep a diary, but I think one of the things that we as an industry fall short on is chronicling what's going on out there. You know, you as an individual might have clients and you may know it in your head, but why wouldn't we collectively start chronicling this? And you as an organization become better for your clients because, you know, you're all coming in. All the salespeople are coming in with chronicled data. And it doesn't have to be real sophisticated. It could be literally everybody keeps a diary. You know, try it for a couple weeks. Change your mind. Change your thinking. Do some different things that don't have to be huge investments, that don't have to be catastrophic change, right? It could be as simple as I'm going to keep a diary, I'm going to run my business, and I'm going to take 20% of the week, and I'm going to step back, and I'm going to start putting information into buckets and starting to think about the marketplace overall. And maybe, just maybe, I can start to collaborate with a couple of my sales brethren, right? Or maybe even internally with the marketing people or the management and say, why can't we sit down and have this conversation each and every week about what's going on in the marketplace, as opposed to, all right, where are our sales? What are we doing to get more sales? Sales. Why don't we step back and think differently and use our minds a little bit differently? And I'm not saying that you have to do this in a huge way. It could be 10, 20% of your week that you start to do. So I think that's kind of my message today. You know, this is about you and how you're thinking and what you stand for. It's about starting to look at your world and say, look, remember what my purpose is. What's the vision of this company? What's the vision for myself and my business? You know, what's the strategy? What is the recipe? Think of the strategy as your recipe. What's my recipe for getting from point A to point B? And, you know, what are my contingency plans? Because typically it's not a straight line. And am I doing this? Am I taking time out of each week to start to think about, you know, the marketplace and how I'm performing and on that strategy? I don't think I need to talk to you about the next level, which is the tactical piece, which is what you're doing day in and day out, because that's where we're probably lost. I'm just saying, take some time at those other levels, purpose, vision, strategy. Start to think a little bit more in those terms, or at least add that to the mix. And the tactical will not only be more fun, it'll be easier. And you'll start to crave it. You'll start to look forward to those moments with your peers, your organization, where you're collaborating and talking about the dynamics in the marketplace, how the buyers are changing, and re-energizing why you guys exist and why you, what you stand for. And you'll get a feeling for where you're headed and why, and that will lead to great success. So that's kind of my message for the morning. Call it a little morning soapbox by yours truly, but it's something that I think about, and I'm hoping that we all step back and think about how we're thinking, because I believe that it's those that are thoughtful, those that are contemplating and take that time, even though in the face of all this activity and all the immediate gratification and the immediacy of every, what seems to be every little issue, pulls us and never allows us to do that. I think the ones that can step out and find some time to do that will have great success. So as you know, I always say, be the buffalo. And that was the old Indian proverb of the buffalo pushing through the storm rather than running from it and getting to the other side. So these are some things that I think you can do in terms of being driven and being the buffalo, and that is to think a little bit differently. So hopefully you appreciate this message, and I hope you guys are having a wonderful fall. Stay tuned for more episodes of Brushstrokes. We'll have some great episodes with some really neat guests coming up. A reminder that this episode is brought to you by Conduit Incorporated. It's where we customize your story so you can engage more deeply with your community and your marketplace. And so please visit www.conduit-inc.com for all your custom content needs. And until next time, be the buffalo, and we will bring you more episodes of Brushstrokes. Take care.